For Cruz, voters in 15 states and the island territory of American Samoa are just hours away from casting their ballots for their party's presidential nominee. Former President Donald Trump says he thinks he's going to have a good day.
He is already looking ahead to a rematch with President Biden in November.
The poll numbers are very good. We're beating President Biden in almost every poll.
The former president says Biden is trying to use the courts to beat him, but says that's backfired.
And the polls show that I'm much more popular than I was before weaponization.
On the eve of Tuesday's contests, the Supreme Court ruled states must keep Trump's name on the ballot. Donya Backus, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Make that 16 states, not 15. Trump won Monday night's Republican caucus in North Dakota. Events were held in 12 sites throughout the state. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the implementation of a new Texas law that allows police to arrest people who enter the country illegally. Details from CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The Justice Department has argued in court that this SB 4 law will interfere with federal law enforcement, that it ignores U.S. asylum law, and that it also jeopardizes relations with Mexico, which has denounced the proposal as anti-immigrant.
The firefighter, that is, has been injured in an industrial fire in Clinton Township, Michigan, northeast of Detroit. The fire chief says the fire's in a vacant building where large butane and nitrous tanks are stored. CBS News Detroit reporter Luke Lester reports.
The Clinton Township Police Department really hitting home, saying we cannot stress enough the danger that is happening right now. Please, please, please stay inside and out of the vicinity. Debris is being projected into the air and coming down as far as a mile away from the explosion. So please stay out of the area and stay safe.
Oregon is considering reverting to previous laws against hard drugs after its closely watched liberalization experiment appears to have failed.
Oregon's governor is now considering a bill to reverse the most liberal drug law in the country. Residents voted in November of 2020 to decriminalize small amounts of hard drugs. Opponents of the law say it needs to be reversed because of Oregon's worsening drug problem.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce has announced his retirement from the NFL during an emotional news conference.
It has always been a goal of mine to play my whole career in one city. And I couldn't have dreamt a better one and a better fit if I tried.
The 36-year-old Kelce has played 13 seasons for the Eagles and won a Super Bowl. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers with kids are getting a tax break. Governor Evers is enacting a bipartisan bill to expand child and dependent care tax credits from 50% of the federal credit to 100%. The total tax relief should add up to $73 million a year. On Friday, Evers vetoed three Republican tax cut bills. Suburban women in Wisconsin have a lot to say about who wins the race for president. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha Sunday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The pack is back from the combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office back from the NFL combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, you know, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, even a thunderstorm possible during the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, breezy north winds, gusting as high as 30 and 35 miles per hour. Now we'll see some clouds to start your Tuesday, but skies will turn mostly sunny, lower 40s. It's 39 at our studios.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and sports reporters Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text, and we're switching over. We're migrating over to the new number, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
855-75-CIVIC. Otherwise, 855-752-4842.
Changes.
Just a little bit, just a little tweak. And of course, you can always leave a comment on the live stream, if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Busy show today.
Absolutely.
Coming up next hour at 11 o'clock, Pete Schwab is going to join us from Pete Schwab and Nightlight, which you can hear all across the network from 7 to 9 p.m. Does a great show. Entertainment-based, obviously. And we're going to talk about movies, making movies in Wisconsin. There's a proposal to offer some tax incentives, which a lot of other states actually do already.
My God, Georgia has rebuilt their economy on Marvel movies.
On movies, yep. So we'll talk to Pete about that and what that would mean for movie makers and the movie industry here in Wisconsin. And then at 11:33, we were talking about this last week. The Milwaukee Public Museum, of course, is in the process of moving and packing things up because they're going to be going to a new location. So we're going to find out how that moving day is going. Sarah Padeko from the Milwaukee Public Museum. She is the Collections Move Project Manager.
Ooh.
I know.
That's a very fancy title.
It's a very fancy title. So we'll find out all about how the move is going coming up at 11:33. We do want to start off, though, with breaking news this morning. The Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump cannot be disqualified from Colorado's Republican primary ballot under the 14th Amendment. This ruling derails an effort to keep Trump from even qualifying for the 2024 presidential election, sought to hold him accountable for inspiring the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th after losing the 2020 election.
Are you surprised?
I am not surprised at all.
No, it was a unanimous decision.
It was a unanimous decision. Again, people were hopeful. I just didn't see how this was ever going to go
forward. The language is too murky, and everyone keeps on talking about how solid the constitutional language is. It's all murky. And we've talked about this before on the show, there is no language anywhere that says that a felon cannot be president. So if you think that if you think Donald Trump getting convicted and going to prison is going to keep him from running, you're wrong. And I don't know if that means we should change it or we should keep it that way. I don't know. Like that point is a whole other discussion, but there's no surprise here that the Supreme Court came down with this. And it was a pretty fast decision, too.
Well, yes, all things considered, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
The other thing we're waiting to hear from is if he has complete and total immunity to do whatever when you're president. If they rule in his favor in that instance, then we're really in trouble.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before we came on air. I just don't see, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to look at me weird and you're going to be like, come on, Greg. I don't see a sane court ruling on this because the implication for the rest of time will just be, I mean.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I honestly cannot, because to me, all I see are despots and tyrants in the waiting. And it just doesn't make sense. And I feel like John Roberts is going to be someone who's going to come down and really kind of lay it down to say, this was adorable, but no.
You think John Roberts is going to be the savior?
I think so.
855-75-CIVIC if you want to call and or text. Gary is on the line from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. Thank you so much for joining us.
I call you guys up. You know, I'm a conservative, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think the ruling is not just fair, but I believe the ruling today was 100% correct, because the people in Colorado now can vote for the person who they want to vote for. Not some guy going out there and saying, no, you can't be on it. I know that you haven't been charged yet, and I know that you haven't been convicted yet, but still, we don't want you on it. So the ruling was correct, and I'm sure you guys agree with that one. Now, the one about the immunity. Okay. Nobody's talking about sending in Team 6. Like, I think you guys were talking last week on that. I thought, look. You know, give me a break.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Gary? Clarify, please.
Gary, please.
Okay, I don't know if it was your show, but I thought it was Jane was talking about Trump would have a right to take out, and I could be wrong if it was new Jane, I'm sorry, but you could take SEAL Team 6 and go in there and take out your enemies, anybody who you want, take out families. Well, obviously, that's not going to happen.
Well,
if Donald Trump would go out there and take a gun and shoot somebody on Broadway or something like that, every person, including me, would be calling for his head and capital punishment and sent him to the electric chair.
But, Gary, the problem is if he had qualified immunity, if he was immune from those, he could do exactly what he has said, those words on stage, and you could call for his arrest and make a citizen's arrest, but he would then be he wouldn't be prosecuted. And his whole point with the immunity thing is him saying things like, I could take out political enemies. You and I can sit here and say, of course that won't happen, but we don't know. That's the problem.
And I think the other thing too, Gary, to keep in mind, and we were not the ones who were talking about SEAL Team 6, so I'm not quite sure who you were listening to about that discussion. But the other point again is, what if the situation were reversed? And President Biden is given complete immunity for anything he might do. So what if he would go after his political appointments and put Donald Trump in jail? And he would be able to do that.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. But the fact of the matter is, what's going on here is, and I know you're going to disagree, and this, I know you're going to say these are talking points. But there are DAs out there, when they were running for office, I think the DA in New York City, she went out there and said, I am going to take him down. I am going to take him down. Before he was even charged with anything, her whole campaign. So this is just a political witch hunt as far as I'm concerned. And just let him run for president. And then if he doesn't get elected, then let him go away. But the fact is, this is not being fair, and people like me and a lot of independents, which are the people who are going to be electing the next president, it's not going to be Democrats, not going to be Republicans, independents, they're getting pissed off. They are really getting mad. And,
well, this decision should make them happy, I would think, because I agree with you. I never thought that Donald Trump was going to be not allowed to be on the ballot. But here's my question for you, Gary. If Donald Trump loses in 2024, what leads you to believe he's going to go away peacefully? Why wouldn't he do the same thing that he did after he lost in 2020?
Well, he did go away peacefully.
No, he did not. Gary, just as of last week, he was saying to Bret Baier on Fox News that he won the election. He has not gone away quietly. Come on, Gary, be honest. That's not a fair statement.
That hasn't happened, Gary.
He's doing the Hillary Clinton thing, okay? And Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She said she lost. Donald Trump really believes in his heart, and he really does. He believes that he won, and he was cheated out.
You were talking to him?
He left office.
Well, because he had to.
On January 21st. Of course he would. And the thing is, he will leave office this time, too. If he loses, no matter how much he thinks he was cheated, he will leave office or he will be marched out in handcuffs.
And that's absolutely,
and I will support
that. And that's absolutely fair, Gary. He will leave. He did leave last time. But to say he went away quietly is probably one of the most ludicrous statements I've heard lately.
We've spent the last 4 years talking about nothing but how he was cheated.
And the fact is, if he is under 91 indictments, four cases, to say let him run, and then if he doesn't win, he gets to then go on trial, that's not how justice works. That's not how the court works. And the New York district attorney making statements on what she wants to do in the cases, she has the right to do it. That doesn't tarnish the case. It doesn't tarnish her as a person. She's absolutely allowed to say she's going after someone. They've done this with mobsters. They've done this with other criminals. He should be treated no differently just because he's someone you support or because he was the president. If this was Joe Biden, she could still say the same thing. It does not preclude her. She is allowed to do it. And I hope that justice prevails. And if he loses, I hope he goes away. But I don't think that's ever going to happen until the day he leaves this earth.
And I think, too, that's why he's already talking about, if I lose, it's going to be rigged.
Yes.
So the only outcome that he's going to accept, and the MAGA voters, the only outcome they will accept is that he won.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I want to address a text we just got really quick.
Thank you, Gary. Really,
yeah.
I really do appreciate you checking in and appreciate your perspective. If you want to join us, 855-75-CIVIC.
Someone asked us to please cut Gary off, and you know what? No.
No.
Gary called in. He's being respectful. He's speaking his mind. I love it when Gary calls because he's always been, you know, he's passionate about what he believes in, and we welcome that here. And as long as he keeps it civil, he's not being out of line, he gets to speak.
Absolutely. Neil Katyal, who is on MSNBC, he's a commenter on MSNBC very much. We're talking about the Supreme Court decision that will not keep Donald Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Just a reminder as well that the people who brought that lawsuit in Colorado are Republicans.
Yes.
They were all Republicans. But Katyal says today on Twitter, the court did not do what Donald Trump asked. It did not clear him. The axe decision leaves space for his criminal trial about January 6th to proceed. The court took 25 days to render this decision. Anything longer in the immunity case would be deeply inconsistent with what it did here. But again, the court did not clear him of insurrection, and he included a whole big part of his argument in his brief asking for that, and they did not do that. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Chad and Charles, I see you there on the line. Please stick with us. You can join us as well. Call and or text. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer, coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. So very happy to have you along. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. You can also send us an email if you ever have a topic or a guest or a suggestion. You can send it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Just like it sounds, J-A-N-E says, at civicmedia.us. Talking about the breaking news this morning that the Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump is allowed to stay on the ballot in Colorado, and taking your calls and texts about this. Chad from Janesville is on the line. Thank you for your patience, Chad. What did you want to say?
I was going to go on the subject about the Supreme Court, the
federal. Yeah,
of
course.
I was watching the Midas Touch last night, and one of the guys off there was saying the federal Supreme Court is only taking up one aspect of that whole trial that came out of the D.C. courts, that the dealing with the immunity and to clarify from former presidents to the presidency they put in as the former. So they're not taking up the whole trial that came out from those judges beforehand. So it's just that one scenario. So he was thinking that they would probably be able to rule on that in a short amount of time and then put the trial, you know, started probably about June or July for continuing with the rest of that trial. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
I appreciate that, Chad. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for joining us. Charles from Green Bay also has been waiting. Good morning, Charles. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I thought, and I might be wrong, I thought Donald Trump at one point in time said, if I don't win this election, I'm going to disappear.
Oh, I think he promised he would move away, yeah.
But, you know, wait a minute. Is that another one of his 31,000 lies?
Well, hey, don't hold it past him, I would say. I mean,
he has not gone away, Charles. So, no. And I, if I remember correctly, he did say at one point, you know, yep, if I don't win or if I don't beat Joe Biden, I'm going to just disappear, which obviously did not happen. He's still with us. Are you surprised by this decision by the court, Charles? Hey.
You know, I'm kind of questionable about what, you know, okay, if the court won't screw around with, for example, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona about their ballots, why should they be screwing around about who's allowed on the ballot?
Thank you so much for calling, Charles, and thank you for listening. Again, I'm not surprised by this decision. Yeah. I'm really not.
And it was September of 2020 that Trump said, if I lose, you'll never hear from me again.
Yeah, that hasn't happened.
No, unless it's like a robot Trump.
855-75-CIVIC. David from Mequon. Good morning, David. Thank you for joining us. What's up?
Good morning. The part that did surprise me was that the three liberal justices agreed with the six conservative justices.
Yep.
It was a unanimous decision,
yep.
9-0. I would point out, though, to correct one thing that you guys just said, I think it might have been to, well, it was a couple callers ago. The Supreme Court in Colorado, just for the record, the Chief Justice there is a Republican. There's three that affiliate with Democrats, and there are three that are unaffiliated with either party. And the only reason why I know that, I have a cousin who lives in Colorado Springs. He's in the Air Force, and I was discussing with him about this. And I should point out the state of Illinois and Maine also followed the same idea as Colorado did. So that should be pointed out. Yep. And, you know, at the end of the day, so you just mentioned that, you know, Donald Trump has been complaining and moaning, and yes, he has. I personally feel as an individual, I can't stand the way he talks. However, I also can see this the standpoint that if you had the shoe on the other foot, if you remember, Hillary Clinton complained and whined. She doesn't have as big of a mouth as Donald Trump did, but she did the exact same thing after she lost the election in 2016, blaming the Russians for, you know, winning the election for him. So we've had this kind of tit for tat. Now, the granted, the January 6th was a severe situation there at the Capitol. However, I would remind people, prior to that happening, we had cities all over the United States, be it Portland or Philadelphia or other courthouses, where we had literally Antifa and stuff, like, you know, taking over police stations.
You're talking about the protest after George Floyd's murder, right?
Right. And yeah, nobody really complained about it. And so, you know, I do think because there wasn't any pushback in regards, and that went on for quite a while, I'm not surprised that January 6th happened because of the fact that we minimized what was going on even in our local area in Kenosha. It's just a few car dealerships, blah, blah, blah.
I disagree with you on that, Gary. And I'm sorry, David, thank you. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. The vast majority of what happened that summer, were mm-hmm. peaceful.
And they were.
There were certainly many, many, many cities that saw a lot of violence and destruction. But the vast majority of the protests after George Floyd's murder were not violent.
Yeah. And
this was, I don't understand how you can equate the attack on the Capitol to overthrow an election as the same as people protesting the murder of one
yet
of their,
another
one of their own. I don't think. I can understand where there are people going, nothing happened to those people. Nothing happened to those protesters. That's not true either. There have been a number of, at least 100 of the protesters have gone to prison or received jail terms. It's not like there was no one who was held accountable for that violence.
I think to just throw out that word Antifa is a cop out. People like to say Antifa this and Antifa that. And you're right. They were protesting social injustice versus these individuals who were upset that they didn't get their way on January 6th. That was what they were upset about. Not to mention, Hillary Clinton may have, in your opinion, whined about it, but she eventually stopped.
And she did concede.
And she went and did other things. As of last week, Donald Trump is still whining about winning the election and being held from it. Also, and it's just as a point of contention, we didn't say anything about the judges and their parties. We were talking about the party that brought the case to Colorado, which was Republicans. We didn't mention anything about the political standing of the Colorado Supreme Court.
News is coming up next. We're going to keep this going on the other side. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. In a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court says former President Trump's name can stay on the Colorado ballot. Not surprisingly, Trump agrees.
You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that very well.
Snow has buried parts of Northern California. CBS's Carter Evans is in the town of Truckee.
We got 4 feet of snow here, and there was some wind blowing it all around, so we got drifts higher than I am. We got piles of snow 25 feet where they've been doing snow removal. They were doing snow removal throughout the storm.
The U.S. says airdrops of aid into Gaza shouldn't be the primary way help gets to the enclave. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
This airdrop was the first in a series the Department of Defense will be conducting. But I want to be clear about one thing. These airdrops are intended to supplement, not replace, aid through other mechanisms.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of Donald Trump's lawyers who helped lead Wisconsin's false elector scheme have settled a civil lawsuit against them. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas will have to turn over 1,400 pages of documents, emails, and texts detailing how they came up with the plan. The 10 Republicans who posed as false electors settled in December. Neither Chesbro nor Troupas have to admit any wrongdoing in the settlement, though Troupas will have to pay an undisclosed amount to the plaintiffs in the case. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere is running for Congress. Jacques is running for Wisconsin's 8th congressional seat, which is being vacated by Congressman Mike Gallagher. He's the second Republican to announce their candidacy for the seat alongside former State Senator Roger Roth. No Democrats have announced yet their intention to run. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8. Across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, even a thunderstorm possible during the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, breezy north winds, gusting as high as 30 and 35 miles per hour. Now we'll see some clouds to start your Tuesday, but skies will turn mostly sunny, lower 40s. It's 39 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're talking about the Supreme Court decision that came out today, unanimously siding with the former president, allowing him to stay on the ballot. This reverses a Colorado ruling that disqualified from returning to office because of his conduct around January 6th. So this leaves him as the leading candidate for the GOP nomination, and now removes the Supreme Court from directly determining the path of the 2024 presidential election. I don't know that this is a big surprise to people. Maybe some people are disappointed, but I pretty much always felt that it was going to come down this way.
Yeah, it's once, you know, we had talked about this a while ago with regard to the Constitution versus, especially one of the big things that I know that I read in some articles was that the Supreme Court is not a huge fan of state Supreme Courts trying to codify or decide what is law, that they feel like that's their job.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I mean, and also just as it says in the Constitution, and Scott sent a text to us, I'm not going to read the entire thing, but one of the things we talked about was I believe it's section 3 of the 14th Amendment that talks about people serving after, like, you know, it basically to bar Confederate soldiers and people from ever holding office, but it doesn't cover the presidency. And when you look through all the paperwork, there is nothing that says the president can't be currently on trial, convicted of a felony. So either we have to revise that, which will never happen.
No, that's not going to happen.
Or we just have to accept the fact that Colorado doing what they did just always seemed like a bit of overreach, and it was never going to make it all the way down the road.
No.
Even with the Supreme Court we had 15 years ago or 10 years ago, I still think they would have said, this does not stand.
Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Thank you for your patience, Stephen. Thank you for joining us.
You know, guys, only in America could a criminal run for president who tried to overthrow the government he was elected to, and people be okay with it. And that's pretty much what's going on. I'm not surprised about the Supreme Court decision. I don't think anyone is that was paying attention to it at all. But I do have a bit of good news to share with you that will probably make, you know, the average person pretty happy. Donald Trump did lose his primary in Washington, D.C., where he'll have to sit in governor if he gets elected. So it's pretty telling that the people of Washington, D.C. don't want him there. They overwhelmingly voted for Nikki Haley in that area. So I thought that to be pretty amusing.
Thank you, Stephen. And as always, thank you for calling. Tom from L.A. has also been waiting for a while. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. The corporations are not the government. We must take back our government to get money out of politics, because that's what's driving all of this. Also, we must remember that, you know, the saying is, united we stand, together we fall. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Together we stand, united we fall.
United we stand,
divided we fall.
Divide we fall. Thank you.
See, we did that together.
And the thing is, yeah, right? And the thing is, Republicans are the only party, and I hope that you guys can play this over and over and over again, that Scott Walker said he was going to Widow Hendricks, we're going to implement a strategy called divide and conquer.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Exactly. And the thing is, that is the Republicans' whole mantra, is that they're going to divide and conquer. And I hope that people really realize that. And I hope that maybe going forward, we can start calling Donald Trump what he is, which is a loser. He is the loser of the last election. And you guys pointed out perfectly to Gary or Dave. I know that they sound a lot alike. I think they're brothers. You know, about Hillary Clinton conceded the election. Donald Trump has never conceded the election. And also, when it comes to J6, there's a difference between someone protesting in public spaces versus someone protesting and taking up arms at the actual governmental place, the actual Capitol. When you do that at the Capitol, that's called an insurrection. When you do it in public spaces in your areas or whatever, that is called a protest. So I know that it might get confusing for these guys that the location matters, but it truly does matter in terms of, you know, the type of protests that are happening and the type of violence that actually happened. So thank you guys very much, but I would really like it if you guys continued to, you know, play that with the divide and conquer strategy, because that's their whole point. And the thing is, we have to be together on this thing. We have to, you know, united we stand, divided we fall.
Appreciate that, Tom. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Steve from Milwaukee on the text line, too. I think someone put it this way, which I totally agree with. The cavalry ain't coming, y'all. It's up to us now to save democracy. Sad that it has come to this. But I agree with you. The cavalry is not coming. And we have to get out and vote in massive, massive numbers. We've talked about this before. Voter turnout in this country is pathetic.
66% was the highest.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about that, you go to myvote.wi.gov. You can find out first of all, if you are registered, that is the most important thing.
Because
a lot of times, whether you are the victim of nefarious doings or your name just gets taken off the voter rolls because you haven't voted in a while, see if you're registered, where you are registered, where you're going to be voting. You'll be able to see from the president on down to your county supervisor, as well as your city. If you have a city council, you can see who those representatives are, your school board, phone numbers. And it's a great tool, a great resource, myvote.wi.gov. Also, going back to a text that we got earlier, I just wanted to clarify to Dave. The email is Janesays. Jane Says. The actual word's not S-E-Z. So it's Jane Says at civicmedia.us.
You want to call or text as well, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. All right, we're going to move along to...
there's a lot.
News that happened locally yesterday. First Lady Jill Biden was here in Waukesha. She stopped at the Waukesha County Expo Center. Not surprisingly, a big focus was on the overturning of Roe versus Wade and what's going on now in Alabama with IVF and all of that. Here's a quote from the First Lady. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Speaking of the vice president, she's going to be in Madison on Wednesday.
They are making the full tilt plan on this state, folks. Go out and see them. Witness them speaking. If you get the chance to talk to them, shake their hand. Ask them a question.
Waukesha, the fourth stop on the First Lady's tour. It started Friday in Pennsylvania. The goal is to reach and mobilize women across the country. Again, the First Lady did speak mostly about abortion, a very hot issue here in Wisconsin. The decision pushed abortion regulations back to the states. Here in Wisconsin, it went back to 1873.
1873 or 1849?
Oh, 1849. Oh, 1849. Sorry, even better.
Yeah. Pre-Civil
even
War.
Further back.
It's like we're pioneers of oppressing people. Yeah.
But it's interesting, in this article on WPR, they did talk to some women who were attendees at yesterday's stop by the First Lady here in Waukesha. And one of them lives in Cedarburg. One of them lives in Mequon. One of them lives in Waukesha. When I have discussions with certain people of the male persuasion, the amount of shoving off of the importance of this issue to women never fails to blow my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, you girls have to calm down. It's not so bad. Just go to a different state. It's just calm down. You're overreacting. No, we're not overreacting, and we're going to keep reacting.
Not better, or it's different when you are a guy and you bring it up in front of other guys. Their reactions are generally, why do you care? Or dude, come on. Why, like, don't ruin the fun. And why do you care? You don't have anything. Like, this has nothing to do with you. It's like, wrong again, Christian. Wrong again.
Of course it has.
It has everything to do with you, me, everybody. Because not only that, if you want to take, like, a lot of these people who call and say things about, you know, it's not that bad, it's not that big of a deal, they'll do this. They'll take this freedom away. And then they'll take another. And then another. And then guess what? One day, whether you like to believe it or not, they're going to knock on your door saying you're in the wrong. So might be better to protect the freedoms of people than to stand there and do nothing.
Well, and I also find it interesting that there isn't enough attention on the religious aspect of this and whether or not people are concerned about a single brand of Christianity, because that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah.
A single, very particular brand of Christianity is what is getting infused into our politics.
Yeah.
And there are some that are openly talking about this and openly embracing this. All we have to do is look at the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even, like, there are a, when we say a single brand of Christianity, I think that, I mean, it's, I think it's more of a single thought because, you know, you've got non-denominationals, Pentecostals, but they all have the same idea of this stark raving, we must infuse, we must saturate the government with our beliefs because this is a Christian nation. It was founded on those values when, in fact, we know they weren't. It, you don't have to go very far other than the writings of the forefathers to see that they were not interested in raising up a Christian nation. So
855-75-CIVIC. And ladies, I'd really love to hear from you if the overturn of Roe versus Wade, excuse me, in these restrictions now on IVF, are you just going to let it go away?
Yeah.
Are we just overreacting? Should we just calm down? Everything is fine. Because I'm no longer of childbearing age, so it's not going to affect me.
Yeah.
That makes me crazy. It does.
I don't even, I can't imagine. I can't.
Waukesha County Executive and former Wisconsin GOP Chair Paul Farrow said First Lady Jill Biden's decision to come to Waukesha is strategic. Quote, we are a strong, still heavily Republican county, but it has been changing over the years, so I wouldn't be surprised that the Democrats are coming here as well, unquote. The First Lady said President Biden is defending reproductive rights, fighting for a national law to restore Roe's protections. Woman from Hales Corners, there's no way that the legislature should be coming in and telling me what I can and cannot do with my body.
Two things. First of all, Paul, yeah, you better believe it was strategic.
Waukesha, isn't everything in politics strategic?
Waukesha City has been changing over the years. It's very clear. And Waukesha County has been changing little by little.
It's, most of the Wild counties have been changing. Washington, Ozaukee, and Waukesha.
And let's not forget that in states like, you know, here and Kansas and other states where it is seen as Republican, people have spoken out. Men and women,
yes,
have said, this is a bridge too far. You're going too far. You're taking away these freedoms and they're, and they have repercussions. So, yes, of course she's going to come here and talk. And I'll bet you there were some women who were at that who voted for Donald Trump two times in a row who said, yeah, this is too far. This is too far. And I know I'm not a huge fan of your husband, but this is something that unites us. You're darn right it was strategic.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're talking about First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha yesterday for a campaign stop. Vice President Kamala Harris will be stopping in Madison on Wednesday, just kind of reinforcing the importance of Wisconsin as a critical swing state in this election. And taking your comments on... Ladies, are we not bothered by this government coming in and dictating what we can and cannot do with our bodies? It is astonishing to me. And then we were talking about the religious aspect of it as well. And we have a comment from one of our people on the live stream that I wanted to share. Mike Flynn, just a little refresher. Mike Flynn was a general who was a disgraced general until Donald Trump pardoned him. Donald Trump has said he will bring Mike Flynn back into the government. And Mike Flynn's been very open about we are a Christian nation and we need to have one religion. He said this on the stump. He said this at appearances. He wants this to be a Christian country and only one flavor of Christianity. And my question is, well, which flavor is that going to be? Because Unitarians do not believe the exact same things that Catholics do.
Nope.
Catholics don't believe exactly the same things that Lutherans do, but yet they all consider themselves Christian. So which flavor is it going to be? And if it's not yours, then what?
Then we'll see.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We had a comment from Scott that I wanted to share. Jesus said we'll be known by our love. As a Christ follower, I don't recognize these politicians as Christ followers. I don't see love.
Oh, it's beautiful. And Sherry from Horicon, when you asked the question, what do we think? Where are we going? She said, yes, they are so very wrong. And I have to believe that Sherry is not alone. There's many, 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 many people who think they're wrong. The problem is that they're not, as you're saying, speaking up. It's.
And we're going to have to.
Yeah.
We need to keep talking about this for the next however many months before November, because this is going to have unbelievable ramifications.
Yeah.
If we do not get out in huge, huge numbers, too large to be disputed.
Yes.
So that a certain someone can't come back and say, it was rigged. I was cheated. No, you lost, just like you lost the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are still supporters of the former president, I think it's important to just go back and look when the Republican primary was happening in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz won Iowa.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz won Iowa. Donald Trump did not. What did Donald Trump say? It was rigged.
Yep.
He was cheated. He has done this for decades.
Yes.
whenever he loses, it was a cheat. It wasn't fair. I was robbed because I always win.
Yes.
And he's setting us up for that now. If I don't win in November, it was rigged. If I don't win, it was stolen.
Mm-hmm. And it was stolen from you. And you have to believe what I believe. And they do believe it.
Lynn from Oconomowoc on the text line. Was it a strategic stop for the First Lady to stop in Waukesha yesterday? You betcha.
Love that.
I stood for more than 2 hours in flats. Today I can barely walk. Lynn, I feel your pain. And good for you for doing that. Next time, maybe a good tennis shoe or something.
Yeah, a good running shoe.
It's got some good cush on it.
Yeah.
Tom from L.A., I am disgusted that the right wing has ruined the word Christian. They do not walk in the footsteps of Christ. We've had people call in who I know are people of faith. I have good friends who are people of faith.
Yeah.
Who are mortified by this. That as a person of faith, now, and I know forgiveness is a big part.
Yeah.
Right? Forgiveness is a big part. Now, we're all flawed. That's fine. But to say that this man has been chosen by God is terrifying to me.
Everything they say when they speak on this matter, when it comes to the divinity / supernatural qualities of Trump being in the world, makes me think to myself, what, like, not how smart are you, but why are you being sold on this? What does it do for
you? What does it do for you?
What does it do for you? Do you really believe in your heart of hearts that this man has a divine connection to what you believe in that will get you somewhere that you want to go, that you've been talking about in your churches, which 10 years ago, you never would have accepted this man as a leader.
Ever.
Ever. You would have seen him. He was a reality show clown. He still is. But for some reason, he has convinced you. And I need to understand why.
I'd love to understand
why. I would love for someone to explain it to me in a way that I could get, not so I would believe, but I could understand, you know, because I'm sure they're going to pull out scripture. I'm sure they're going to pull out examples from the past. But I'm pretty sure Jesus said, you know,
love thy neighbor as thyself.
That it was a love based existence for him. And this is not a man who loves anyone. He doesn't even love this country. It doesn't make sense. It never makes sense to me.
855-75-CIVIC. We have news coming up next. Stay close for that. When we return, making movies in Wisconsin, it could be another step closer to reality. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight with Pete Schwabba going to be joining us on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you know what happiness is.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Elbow. On Super Tuesday, noon to 2, we'll preview the primaries and also take on alternate side parking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark?
Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from
your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.